May my words and all our thoughts be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Could you, I wonder, name the 12 disciples? I very much doubt it, not least because Matthew in this morning's Gospel gives a slightly different list of names from Luke and from Mark. And Luke and Mark don't entirely agree with one another. So there isn't a single list in the Gospels to be named. It looks as if the idea of the 12 was what really mattered more than the particular names, because the 12 represent the 12 tribes of the new Israel, the church. Peter and James and John and the rest of them are the successors of Dan and Zebulun and Issachar and all the other sons of Jacob. Seems incredible, but it is quite true that until recently, the Home Office often used to ask Christian asylum seekers to prove that they really were Christians by naming the 12 disciples. It's clearly a question devised by ignorant Home Office officials to try to catch people out. And to his credit, I believe it was the Archbishop of Canterbury himself who was able to stop this by pointing out to the Home Secretary that even he couldn't do it. Anyway, this morning, Jesus not only picks his team, but he sends them out on their mission, and he tells them to travel light. In Matthew's Gospel, very light, not just no change of cloak, not even sandals or a staff. In Mark, both sandals and staff are allowed. Luke says no staff, but by implication, they are allowed some footwear. But in any of these Gospels, it's a bare minimum. It reminds me of St. Francis, who was inspired by precisely these passages when he sent out the first friars. As a missionary strategy, travelling light was astonishingly successful. The first Franciscans got all the way from Assisi to England while Francis was still alive, and he was only in his early 40s when he died. With no family responsibilities, with no homes or belongings to tie them down, the friars could travel at remarkable speed, as could the 12. Well, think of St. Paul. If he did have any family responsibilities to begin with, he abandoned them and he took up the trade of canvas stitching, and he travelled all across the eastern Mediterranean with just a few clothes and his little portable toolkit, and I dare say some letter writing equipment. But what of us? It can be hard for us, very hard, to engage with this morning's Gospel, because we start from somewhere so different. We do start from homes and responsibilities and jobs and stuff, ever so much stuff. Jesus's response when he met a rich young ruler who was in a similar position to us was to issue a challenge. Sell it all, get rid of all the stuff, and then come and follow me. And the rich young man couldn't do it. So he is the disciple that never was. Many of us might well be haunted by the thought that that rich young man is me.